This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. There are two big stories in state politics right now. There's the special legislative session that started this week, but then there's also all the chatter around the governor's divorce. Alabama First Lady Dianne Bentley filed for divorce from Governor Robert Bentley last month after 50 years of marriage. That's fueled rumors of an affair by the governor. He says this is a private matter and the legal filing has been sealed. Still, the situation has drawn attention to happenings within the administration that are a matter of record and are questionable. We talk about that with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald, who joins us now to talk politics as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, one thing I'm referring to in terms of matters on the record is how a top advisor to the governor and how his chief of staff are paid. Explain this to us.
Right. Well, they're not on the state payroll. They're paid through, chief of staff's actually paid through his job with the, Southeast Alabama Gas, or I may have that one wrong. I'm sorry.
He's paid through a private employer.
Right, a private employer. And the one that has really generated such interest lately is that the senior advisor you speak of is paid through the Alabama Council for Excellence in Government, which is a kind of shadowy nonprofit set up really by some of the people connected to some of the biggest companies and institutions and lobbyists in the state, Alabama Power and the University of Alabama Board of Trustees, are connected somehow. And so we can't tell who the donors are through these things. We don't know who is paying because of the way it is set up. So we have people in the highest advisory roles in our government who are being paid by entities who are not the state, who we cannot identify. And that's what's the problem.
And so we have this group, this Alabama Council for Excellent Government. It's been set up after the governor was reelected, but it doesn't have to disclose donors. It doesn't have to have much less transparency than other groups. How's all this allowed?
Well, it's a 501c4, which is generally talked about in terms of dark money, which is really set up as a way to shield those things from the public eye. And I mean, if you ask me, it's not the way nonprofits were intended to be, and in some ways, it's sort of a nonprofit fraud kind of situation, if you ask me. It's a legal thing, but it's one of those things you look at and you just say, this is not how we are supposed to run.
So it's this 501c4 organization. That's its line in the tax code. It's perfectly legal. Different groups, different organizations have these sorts of nonprofits set up. Has this kind of arrangement been common in state government before?
No, not really. But it does have those obvious problems in that who would not want to be able to purchase an advisor to the highest elected official in the land, particularly if nobody knows you did it. It's a new sort of twist, and it is a dangerous precedent.
Well, you have these issues around this senior advisor to the governor. There's also questions around a man named Wendell Ray Lewis. Who is he?
I wrote quite a bit about Ray Lewis last year. He was the head of security for the governor, and he racked up thousands and thousands of dollars in overtime.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Right. He was basically making about $150,000 a year on a $70,000 to $80,000 job because he always went with the governor wherever the governor went. He was trusted by the governor. He was promoted over other state troopers who did far better on the test, creating a good bit of controversy within the Department of Public Service, or ALEA now. And he eventually, after those stories, was reassigned and retired. But now he has been named a lot in connection with this as someone who knows the real story of what has gone on in the state over the last several years. And he's just not talking right now.
Particularly around issues of the governor's divorce, given that the divorce records are sealed and the governor has insisted it's a private matter.
Right. And no one has been closer to them over the last several years than Wendell Ray Lewis.
Another state lawmaker, Republican Representative Ed Henry of Hartsell, has called on the attorney general to investigate these questions around the governor's divorce, around the administration. How likely do you think that is with another lawmaker calling on Attorney General Luther Strange to take such action?
I really don't know how likely it is. I mean, I think they'll have to respond at some point. It puts them in a very interesting and difficult position, already being stretched and seeing budget cuts, but already really being at war with the legislative branch of government, to see them have to then take on the executive branch of government. The executive branch, of course, the governor is expected to testify in the in the trial of Mike Hubbard and
the House Speaker.
House Speaker. So to take on both the executive and legislative at that same time, when they're both sort of intermingled there, that puts them in a difficult position. But on the other hand, who, if not the Attorney General, then who?
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.